Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Welcome to another episode of Tales for Life. I'm glad you're here to join me for another episode that looks at the funnier side of folk tales, and one I've titled, Let's Laugh Again. According to a study published in 2016, it has been scientifically proven that laughter has, and I quote, serious positive physiological effects for those who engage in it on a regular basis, end quote. Yes, you heard right, laughter is seriously good for you. Not only does it boost our immune system, improve breathing and heart functioning, and reduce stress, it can also reduce pain. And, of course, it boosts our mood. While we're at it, let's not forget that not only is laughter free, the only warnings you need for it are that it can result in aching sides if you laugh too hard or too long. I think I can live with that. Laughter gets us through the bad times and makes the good times even better. With that in mind, I found a few more ancient tales from Europe and Asia to bring a smile to your face and, hopefully, coax at least one chuckle from you. The first is from Spain and is titled The Comical History of Three Dreamers. Three companions, of whom two were tradesmen and townsmen, and the third a villager, on the score of devotion, went on pilgrimage to a noted sanctuary. And as they went on their way, their provisions began to fail them, insomuch that they had nothing to eat but a little flour, barely sufficient to make of it a very small loaf of bread. The tricking townsmen, seeing this, said between themselves, "We have but little bread, and this companion of ours is a great eater, on which account it is necessary we should think how we may eat this little bread without him." When they had made it and set it to bake, the tradesman, seeing in what manner to cheat the countryman, said, "Let us all sleep, and let him that shall have the most marvelous dream betwixt all three of us eat the bread." This bargain agreed upon, and settled between them, they laid down to sleep. The countryman, discovering the trick of his companions, drew out the bread, half-baked, ate it by himself, and turned again to sleep. In a while, one of the tradesmen, as frightened by a marvelous dream, began to get up, and was asked by his companion why he was so frightened. He answered, "I am frightened and dreadfully surprised by a marvelous dream. It seemed to me that two angels, opening the gates of heaven, carried me before the throne of God with great joy." His companion said, "This is a marvelous dream, but I have seen another more marvelous, for I saw two angels who carried me over the earth to hell." The countryman, hearing this, made as if he slept. But the townsmen, desirous to finish their trick, awoke him, and the countryman, artfully as one surprised, answered, "Who are these that call me?" They told him, "We are thy companions." He asked them, "How did you return?" They answered, "We never went hence. Why do ye talk of our return?" The countryman replied, "It appeared to me that two angels, opening the gates of heaven, carried one of you before our Lord God, and dragged the other over the earth to hell. And I thought you never would return hither, as I have never heard that any had returned from paradise, nor from hell. And so I arose and ate the bread by myself." Yiddish tales are known for their humor, usually involving incredibly silly circumstances and decisions. This one, however, first printed over 75 years ago, takes a satirical look at sainthood. It's titled, Saint or Horse? A young man once came to a great rabbi and asked him to make him a rabbi. It was winter time then. The rabbi stood at the window looking out upon the yard while the rabbinical candidate was droning into his ears a glowing account of his piety and learning. The young man said, "You see, Rabbi, I always go dressed in spotless white like the sages of old. I never drink any alcoholic beverages. Only water ever passes my lips. Also, I perform austerities. I have sharp-edged nails inside my shoes to mortify me. Even in the coldest weather, I lie naked in the snow to torment my flesh. Also daily, the shams give me 40 lashes on my bare back to complete my perpetual penance." And as the young man spoke, a white horse was led into the yard into the water trough. It drank, and then it rolled in the snow as horses sometimes do. "Just look," cried the rabbi. "That animal, too, is dressed in white. It also drinks nothing but water, has nails in its shoes, and rolls naked in the snow. Also, rest assured, it gets its daily ration of 40 lashes on the rump from its master. Now, I ask you, is it a saint or is it a horse?" This next one, from Italy, is quite silly, but reminds us that folk tales were for the folk, and even the folk like to laugh at themselves once in a while. This one is titled Donkey Seed. In a small mountain village, all the horses and donkeys died. Because the mules were immediately needed, the people got together and chose two men to go to Trento and ask the bishop for some donkey seed. This was done. The bishop politely listened to them, then said, "Come back this afternoon to get what you have requested." When they returned that afternoon, he gave them a large pumpkin filled with seeds. They put it on a donkey, thanked the bishop, and made their way homewards. High on the mountainside, the donkey shied. The pumpkin fell to the ground and rolled down the mountain. It fell into a hare's nest, and the hares ran away. The two men shouted, "The donkeys are running away! They are running away!" They rushed to tell the others, and altogether they ran off in search of the donkeys. But to this day, they have not found them. A list of funny tales would not be complete without the appearance of Nasreddin Hoxha. This first one has versions throughout the world, but this particular one, like many of the tales of the Hoxha, is short and sweet. It is titled, "The Smell of Soup and the Sound of Money." A beggar was given a piece of bread, but nothing to put on it. Hoping to get something to go with his bread, he went to a nearby inn and asked for a handout. The innkeeper turned him away with nothing, but the beggar sneaked into the kitchen where he saw a large pot of soup cooking over the fire. He held his piece of bread over the steaming pot, hoping to thus capture a bit of flavor from the good-smelling vapor. Suddenly, the innkeeper seized him by the arm and accused him of stealing soup. "I took no soup," said the beggar. "I was only smelling the vapor." "Then you must pay for the smell," answered the innkeeper. The poor beggar had no money, so the angry innkeeper dragged him before the Qadi. Now, Nasreddin Hoxha was at that time serving as Qadi, and he heard the innkeeper's complaint and the beggar's explanation. "So, you demand payment for the smell of your soup?" summarized the Hoxha after the hearing. "Yes," insisted the innkeeper. "Then I myself will pay you," said the Hoxha, "and I will pay you for the smell of your soup with the sound of money." Thus saying, the Hoxha drew two coins from his pocket, rang them together loudly, put them back into his pocket, and sent the beggar and the innkeeper each on his own way. And let's wrap it up with one more from the Hoxha, who can be counted on to make us smile with the unexpected. This one is titled, "The Wife's Name." Nasreddin Hoja and a friend were discussing their wives when it occurred to the friend that Nasreddin had never mentioned his wife's name. "What is your wife's name?" he asked. "I do not know her name," admitted the Hoja. "What?" asked the friend in disbelief. "How long have you been married?"
20 years, answered the Hoja, then added,
"At first, I did not think that the marriage would last, so I did not take the effort to learn my bride's name." Did you laugh, or at least smile? I did. It's good to do, and something our forebears thought was important enough to pass on through stories, so that we'd be able to remember them and pass them on. I hope these helped you approach the rest of your day, evening, or week with a smile. And hey, don't forget, you can always listen again if you like them. I hope you have a happy, fun, and funny day. We'll see you at the next episode of Tales for Life.